Kieran McAvoy, you might be wondering where he is. Well, he's in the UK taking part in this weekend's Shergar Cup night for us, a night meeting at Ascot. It's an afternoon meeting in the UK, and he's taking part in that. He arrived, but he didn't turn up at the function that they had overnight because when he arrived, he wasn't feeling 100%. So let's hope things settle down there. And Michelle Payne is up there riding in the series as well in the ladies' team, and there were headlines galore on Michelle Payne. One of the stories read, Michelle Payne, one of the headline acts at the Dubai Duty Free Cup meeting, walked out on a media event in London on Thursday to promote the fixture. The Melbourne Cup winning jockey swore at an Ascot official after she was asked to stay longer, having complained of feeling unwell. So a bit of a storm there. She certainly attended it, but Michelle Payne rides there and Kieran McAvoy rides at the Ascot meeting. We'll be able to watch it tomorrow night from the UK. Now, Warren Huntley, just briefly, is going to join us. Morning to you, Warren.
Morning, Andrew.
Just wanted to remind our listeners on something you said on this show a fortnight ago regarding a horse in the last at Flemington tomorrow called Runson, number 10 in the last for Leon and Troy Corstens. You were quite impressed in a jump out that morning.
He's a fast horse, Andrew, and he's had knee chips removed since his most recent preparation, but he went as quick as you see horses go down the straight. Was the first jump out in those jump outs down the straight, and he was nearly 2 seconds quicker than the other jump outs for the morning. And although given a quiet time, those jump outs figured horses of the quality of Catchy and Azazel, who we've seen come out and win. So there was some quality horse flesh going around in the jump outs. He is a fast horse, but on dry ground, he's ready to rock and roll. He had a quiet jump out or more quiet jump out leading into that one. But his jump out down the straight a couple of weeks ago was about as fast as you see horses go in jump outs down the straight.
Okay. I guess for the horse, have you seen him do something similar in the past and then maybe not produced it in a race?
He's always been a fast horse, Andrew, and he's been down the straight twice, but they've been on a soft five and a soft seven, and I've had a good chat to Troy Corsons about the horse, and they think that the straight doesn't hold any fears for him, and he was only a couple of lengths behind some Tell 'em the Gallopers in some of his runs down the straight. So he hasn't performed poorly. They just think the dry ground and the straight is the key, that the straight's not the problem. The excuses can be made for his performances due to some given the ground. He's a much better firm track horse, and we're likely to get that tomorrow.
Yeah, well, as I said before, it's already good, and they watered it last night, so that tells us that they're not expecting rain in Melbourne, Warren.
Yeah, that's true, Andrew. And look, it's the last race, which is a challenge for punters. It's the last leg of a quaddie, and there's some other fast horses in the race. Rocket Tommy won't be too far away. It'll be interesting to see if they work out a little bit of a pecking order or whether they go hard, and if they've got company. I'm sure Runson's one of the fastest, if not the fastest horse in the race, but if they ride another horse or two out of the comfort zone to try and go with him, that could create some vulnerability. But I think if he's left on his own down in the weights, he'll certainly be hard to run down. And in the same jump out, the Mike Moroney trained Tribal Wisdom was a few lengths off him, but he certainly wasn't asked to do anything, and he's not the same sort of free-running horse as Runson.
Yeah, we had Mike on back on Tuesday, and he just feels like the horse will run well, Tribal Wisdom, but he felt that 1400 and a mile is where we're going to see the best of that horse in the future.
Yeah, that sounds right, Andrew, and there's bigger fish to fry for him as we get near the carnival and aim at some races there, whereas Runson's probably set for a little bit of a throw at the stumps at what would be a little bit of a mini grand final for him on Saturday.
Understand. All right, mate, thank you for that. You'll be back with us after 11 tomorrow morning to go through your thoughts for Ori Star Day at Flemington. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Warren Huntley, just wanted to get that back in your brain on Runson.